Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. Oyster growers in southwest Washington have given up on their push to use a controversial neurotoxin to control burrowing shrimp. The shrimp can turn their harvest into quicksand that suffocates the oysters. The growers have dropped an appeal before the State Pollution Control Hearings Board. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The appeal was a last-ditch effort by the Willapa Bay Grace Harbor Oyster Growers Association after the State Department of Ecology denied their proposal to use imidacloprid, a pesticide that is widely used in agriculture but has become increasingly controversial. It's linked to bee colony collapse disorder and is now banned in the European Union. Amy Van Saun is an attorney with the Center for Food Safety, one of the environmental groups fighting the appeal.
It is a very highly toxic pesticide and kills aquatic invertebrates very efficiently, which is why it's not allowed to be sprayed in or near water anywhere else in the country.
The oyster growers say they were only requesting use of very small amounts on a fraction of their acreage. The settlement rules out the use of this pesticide, but calls for state funding to develop alternatives, including chemical ones, as well as other approaches. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
That agreement is not final. It still needs approval from the State Pollution Control Hearings Board.